Lord, we want to thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊, 我们要为主耶稣基督献上感恩。
We thank you that he came.
我们感谢您呢，他来了。
We thank you that he's coming back again.
所以我们感谢您，他会再来。
And Lord, we pray that we will grasp this great truth and hang on to it.
主啊, 我们祷告, 我们会在这样的, 真理上有安息, 并且依靠他。
We're thankful one day we'll get to see Jesus and be with him forever.
所以我们感谢您呢, 有一天呢, 我们会见到主耶稣基督, 会和他永远在一起。
So we give thanks now for your love and kindness. We thank you for our time to spend studying the Bible now.
所以我们现在呢, 为您的慈爱和您的爱, 献上感恩, 也感谢我们在一起学习圣经的时间。
Teach us, we pray.
求您教导我们, 我们祷告。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩, 是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I thought today we would consider some truths from the passage of scripture that many of you know well. It's Psalm 23.
因为我今天呢, 我认为今天我们要学习的是圣经的一篇呢, 你们大家都非常熟悉的, 是诗篇第23篇。
The book of Psalms, chapter 23.
所以诗篇第23篇
And you just help one another find it. We're going to study it together.
所以你们互相帮助找到那一篇, 啊, 然后我们开始一起学习。
Psalm 23
诗篇23
This is a psalm that David wrote.
这是大卫王写的一首诗。
You'll remember that David, King David, before he became king, he was a shepherd.
你们大家也都记得大卫王呢, 在他成为王之前呢, 他是个牧羊人。
We would have called him a shepherd boy.
我们会把他称之为一个, 放牧, 牧羊的男孩。
He was a very good shepherd, but he left that job when he was 17 years old.
所以他是一个那个非常好的牧羊人, 所以呢, 当他离开那个工作的时候呢, 他17岁。
He did a good job looking after sheep.
所以呢,他就是照顾羊群呢, 他做得非常好。
So the question that we ask ourselves is, David said, the Lord is my shepherd. And we say to ourselves, who is your shepherd? Who is looking after you?
所以呢,我们要问自己的问题呢,就是说大卫王说呢,主是我的牧者。那么说呢,你要问一下自己,谁是你的牧者呢?谁来看顾你呢?
We don't know how many sheep he had as a boy. Probably quite a few. They were his father's sheep.
所以我们不知道当他是个男孩放羊的时候, 他有多少只羊, 但是他是在看顾他父亲的羊群。
But the wild animals love sheep.
但是野生动物呢, 他们喜欢吃羊。
And so, once when David was just a teenager, a bear came out to kill one of the sheep.
当那个大卫王是个青少年的时候呢, 有一天呢, 一只熊来了, 啊, 吃了一只羊。
So David went out and killed the bear.
然后呢, 大卫呢, 他就去把那个熊给杀死了。
How old were you when you killed your first bear?
当你第一次杀一只熊的时候, 你有多大年龄呢?
And then after that, a lion came out.
在那之后呢, 有个狮子也来了。
And he killed the lion.
他把狮子也给杀了。
I'm not sure precisely how he killed them both, but we know this.
但我不知道呢, 到底他是怎么样把那两样都杀了, 但是我们知道的是,
He killed one of them by grabbing him by the beard.
所以他, 就是杀死其中一个, 是扎住他的胡子。
Probably to let the sheep out of his mouth.
大概就是让呢, 他把那个羊呢, 就是说是从他口里救出来。
And then he killed him.
然后他把他杀了。
So if you want to kill a lion, just remember that. Grab him by the beard.
如果你想去杀死一头狮子，你记住去抓他的胡子。
Okay, if you had been a sheep, would you have liked to have David as your shepherd?
如果你是一只羊的话呢，那么你愿意大卫王做你的牧者吗？
And the answer is yes. That's what I would like. I would like David to be my shepherd if I were a sheep.
答案是是的，我这是也是我的答案。如果我是个羊的话，我喜欢大卫王做我的牧者。
Now who was David's shepherd?
那么谁是大卫王的牧者了？
He said, "The Lord is my shepherd."
他是主是我的牧者。
Do you know the Lord is going to look after you if you'll let him be your shepherd? He will look after you better than David looked after his sheep.
你知道吗？如果说你想要主做你的牧者呢，他会照顾你，他照顾你会比大卫王照顾他的羊群要照顾的好得多。
Okay, so David says now, he says, I just want to tell you that there are 14 good things about the Lord that he does for his sheep.
所以呢，大卫王呢，就是说告诉我们有14件事情，那么说呢，如果主呢，就是去照看他的羊群的话，会做14件好的事情。
You ask yourself whether you would like Jesus to be your shepherd and do these 14 things for you.
你问你自己，你是不是愿意主耶稣基督做你的牧者，然后呢，他在你身上行这14件好事呢？
Okay, so quickly, we're going to go through 14 good things Jesus will do for you if you ask him to be your shepherd.
所以我们很快的要把这个过一遍，就是说，如果你请求主耶稣基督做你的牧者的话，他会在你身上行14件美事。
Number one, the Lord will be your shepherd.
第一个呢，主会是你的牧者。
Now, number two, the first line says, I shall not want. That means if he's your shepherd, you don't need anything else.
所以呢，第一节是这样告诉我们，如果主是你的牧者的话呢，你就不至于缺乏。如果主是你牧者，你什么都不缺。
That's very encouraging. If the Lord's your shepherd, you're not going to lack anything.
其实是非常受鼓励的。如果主是你的牧者的话呢，你不会缺乏任何事情。
The line says, "He," verse 2, "He makes me lie down in green pastures."
所以下一句第二节说呢，他使我躺卧在青草地上。
If the Lord is your shepherd, He will give you good food.
如果主是你的牧者的话呢，他会赐给你的好食物。
How much good food?
有多少好食物呢？
Sufficient good food for you to just lie down in the middle of it and enjoy it.
所以呢，他给你足够的食物呢，让你吃得饱，然后你可以呢躺下，然后享受。
Verse 4, He anoints He leads me beside still waters.
所以第四样是他领我到安静的水边。
And that means that the Lord will quench your thirst as well as feed you with the food that you need to live.
所以呢，这个意味着呢，主会呢给你解渴，就像呢他喂你食物，给你喂饱一样。
All right, looking pretty good. Verse 3 says, He restores my soul.
所以呢，看起来非常不错。第三节说呢，他使我的魂苏醒。
Okay, that basically is wonderful. It says, He doesn't just care about your body.
所以这个基本上是非常奇妙的。这个意味着他不仅仅只是看顾你的身体。
Jesus cares about your soul.
所以主耶稣基督关心你的灵魂。
Not just what's going on the outside, He cares about what's going on the inside.
并不是说是你外面所发生的事情，他同样关心在你内心发生的事情。
David said on one occasion, He loves me so much, He even saves my tears and puts them into His bottle.
所以呢，大卫王甚至在另外一个地方说呢，神如此的爱我，他甚至收集我的眼泪，放在一个瓶子里面。
That means your tears are precious to Jesus.
所以这个意味着你的眼泪对主耶稣基督来说是非常珍贵的。
He doesn't just take the tears away, he keeps them and he remembers your heartache and he'll fill you with new life. He will restore your soul.
你这个呢，他不仅仅只是说是擦去你的眼泪，他如此的爱你呢，把你的那个，他知道你的心痛，把你的眼泪就是说是收集起来，有一天呢，他会就是让你恢复你的喜乐，让你的灵魂苏醒。
Number six, he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
第六条是为自己的名引导我走义路。
If the Lord is your shepherd, where is he going to lead you?
如果主是你的牧者，他会带你去到哪里呢？
Into a bad mess?
带进那个非常混乱的糟糕情况下吗？
Into heartache and sorrow?
带你去那个痛苦和心痛吗？
Or do you think he's just going to lead you in the way of righteousness? All will be well, and you'll have the satisfaction of knowing you did what was right.
所以呢，这个就是你认为呢，或者说他会带你走到一条正确的道路，就是义路上去，所有的事情都是公义的。然后呢，你知道你满足你所做的事情是对的呢？
If the Lord is your shepherd, why would he lead you to do what is right?
所以呢，如果主是你的牧者的话呢，他为什么不带你去走义路呢？
Well, the verse says, he would lead you for his name's sake.
所以第3节说呢，他带领你走义路是因为他自己的名。
And he says, she's my daughter. He's my son. I'm going to lead them in a way that's right so that when people say, who's that person? Then I can say, he's my daughter. She's my daughter. He's my son.
因为他说呢，因为他是我的女儿，他是我的儿子，所以呢，我要带领他们走义路，走正确的路。当有些人问的时候呢，哎，这个人呢，他为什么要走义路？他是谁呢？他会说呢，哎，这是我的儿子，这是我的女儿，他们全都做对了，走义路。
When I was a teenager, sometimes I went out to a party at night.
当我还是青少年的时候，有一天呢，有时候呢，晚上我去参加聚会。
Sometimes teenagers do bad things at parties.
有时候呢，青少年在聚会的时候干坏事。
As I was walking out the door, my father would often say to me, Harold, remember who you are.
所以当我出门的时候呢，我的父亲经常会我说 ，Harold，记得你是谁。
I would say, Yes, I'm your son.
是的，我是您的儿子。
He would say, Don't you embarrass me?
他说不要让我感到尴尬。
I want to be proud when I hear what you did tonight.
所以呢，我今天，当我听到你今天晚上所做的事的时候呢，我应该为你感到骄傲。
I was glad I had a father like that.
我非常高兴我有这样一个父亲。
And we're all glad that Jesus loves us that much. He wants us to go in the right way because of his sake.
所以呢，我们就是知道呢，主耶稣基督他如此的爱我们，所以他们，他要我们走义路，是为了他的名。
What else will he do? Number seven.
他还会为我们做什么呢？第7。
He will, sorry, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
You go through life, lots of bad things going to happen to you.
所以你在人生中呢，有很多的糟糕的事情会发生在你身上。
No, even if you get to the valley of the shadow of death, God will help you. You don't need to fear evil. Jesus will help you.
就算你走个死荫的幽谷呢，你也不用怕遭害，因为主耶稣基督呢，神呢，都会帮助你。
What else happens? Verse 4 says, Thou art with me.
所以其他的还有什么发生？第4节说，因为您与我同在。
Okay, so when you go somewhere, who goes with you?
当你去到某个地方，谁和你一起去了？
If Jesus is your shepherd, he'll go with you.
如果主耶稣基督是你的牧者，他会同你一起去。
When I was a boy, a little boy, I used to get afraid.
当我还是个小男孩时，那我通常会害怕。
I often had to run home really fast.
我通常呢是很快、尽快地跑回家。
But I was never afraid when my daddy was with me.
当我爸爸和我在一起时，我从来不害怕。
All right, verse 4 goes on. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
所以第四节继续，你的杖、你的杆儿都安慰我。
Okay, so he's got a stick to beat off the enemy, and that's good. Don't have to worry about that.
所以他有一个杖，这个杖呢去打敌人，所以你不用管那个。
And he's got a staff to support me when it gets heavy and tired. I can lean on the staff.
所以他有一个那个杖来支撑我，当我呢担心的时候呢，我有个杖可以依靠。
What's going to happen when the enemy's all around me?
所以呢，当我的敌人包围我的时候，会发生什么？
Verse 5, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
所以呢，第五节说呢，在我敌人面前，你为我预备宴席。
Okay, and what's going to come of all this?
所以这些都会出现什么呢？
God's going to anoint my head with oil.
所以在这个时候，神会用油膏我的头。
What's that mean?
这个什么意思？
When was the last time somebody took some oil and rubbed it on your head and said, "There, there, everything's fine"?
所以最后一次有谁把你那个油涂在你就是涂在你头上，然后抹一下说，说啊，没事没事，一切都好。
That's what happened when King Charles was anointed king, wasn't it?
所以这就是那个就是说是查尔斯国王他登基的时候，人家给他抹的油，是不是
？They took some oil, put it on his head, and they anointed him, and they said, "There, there, Charles, you can be king."
所以他们搞了一点油膏呢，涂在他头上，然后抹了一下，说查尔斯，你现在可以成为国王了。
In the New Test, sorry, in the Bible, people were anointed for three reasons.
所以在圣经里，人们被膏是有三个原因。
They were anointed to be king.
他们被膏为王。
They were anointed to be priest.
他们被膏为祭司。
They were anointed to be prophet.
他们被膏为那个先知。
Three really important jobs.
三个非常重要的工作。
What does God intend to do with you if you let Jesus be your shepherd?
那么说呢，如果你让主耶稣基督做你的牧者的话呢，神将会在你身上做什么呢？
He's going to give you a really important job.
他会赐给你一个非常重要的工作。
And he'll help you do it.
他会帮助你去做。
The last line of verse 5 says, "My cup runs over."
在第五节最后一句话说，使我的福杯满溢。
Okay, so if I said, "Would you like some coffee?"
所以我问你说你想喝杯咖啡吗
？And you would say, "Yes." I'd say, "How much?"
你说好，好吧，我说那你要喝多少
？And I keep pouring and pouring and pouring, and all of a sudden your cup runs over.
所以呢，我不但往你杯子里倒那个从杯子里溢出来了。
And you would say, "That's more good stuff than I need."
你说那这个超过了我所需要的好东西。
God will always give you more good stuff than you need. Do you remember that? Beautiful.
神呢总是会呢赐给你一些呢你超过远远超过你所需要的，这个是不是很美了？
That was the 12th good thing you get. Number 13 is surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
这是你得到的那个第十二件美事。那么第六节说，我一生一世必有恩惠怜悯随着我。
Okay, so when you look back, what are you going to say?
当你回顾的时候，你会说什么呢？
You're going to say that was good.
你会说这是太好了。
That was kind.
这个太美了。
Lots of people look back and they say that was bad.
所以很多人呢，他们回顾的时候，他们说呢，哎呀，太糟了。
They say I never should have done that.
他说我永远不应该去做那件事情。
Lots of people with lots of regrets.
所以很多人呢，他们有很多的遗憾、后悔。
But the Christian who has Jesus as his shepherd, he looks back and he doesn't say lots of regrets. He said, "It was good. It was mercy."
基督徒们他们回顾的时候呢，如果主耶稣基督是他们的牧者的话呢，他没有后悔，没有遗憾。他说这个太好了，这是恩惠和怜悯。
What's the last good thing God does for you if you let Him be your shepherd?
就是那么最后一件事情，神会在你身上行的，如果你让他做你的牧者的话，会是什么呢？
He takes you to heaven, that's what he does.
他把你带到天堂去，这就是他要做的。
Would that be good enough?
这个是不是足够好的？
To go to heaven, to be with Jesus forever and ever and ever and ever.
你呢？去到天堂和主耶稣基督永永远远、永永远远、永永远远在一起。
I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
因为我会在那个神的家里、殿里永远的居住。
Sometimes you go home and you say, "This is a nice house, but I would like it better if I had this."
因为如果有时候你回家，你说这个房子很漂亮，但是呢，如果我有什么东西，那就会更好了。
If I were to do it over again, I'd like this room to be a little bigger.
如果我能够再次去做的话，我会把这个房间呢做大一点。
Now, some of you, I live in a really nice house, and there's some things that are wrong.
所以呢，你们中间有些人呢住呢非常漂亮的房子，但是里面肯定有些事情不对。
Others of you live in another house, and there's many things that are wrong.
你们有些人呢住在另外一些房间呢，房间的很多事情呢都不对。
If you live in the Lord's house, there's nothing wrong.
所以如果你住在神的殿里，没有任何东西是不对的。
14 good things you get if the Lord is your shepherd.
你会得到14件美事，如果主是你的牧者。
Is the Lord your shepherd? If not, ask him to be your shepherd. Say, Lord, that's what I want. I want you to be my shepherd, please.
那么主是你的牧者吗？如果他不是，你要请求他做你的那个牧者。你说主啊，我要想要您成为我的牧者，我想要那所有的那些美事。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, thank you for David. He was a good shepherd for the sheep, and then he became a good king for us.
所以主要我们要为大卫王先生感恩，他的对羊群来说呢是一个非常好的牧者，然后他成为一个非常好的王。
And he is the picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep."
所以呢，他是那个主耶稣基督的一个画面，因为主耶稣基督说是我是好牧人，我为我的羊群舍命。
And so, Lord, each of us would say, if you, Lord Jesus, were to give your life for the sheep, I want to be one of your sheep.
所以呢，我让我们在座的每一个说呢，如果说呢，您为您的羊群舍命的话呢，我想成为您的羊之一。
And we give thanks now for it all, Lord. We give thanks in Jesus' name.
所以主啊，我们为这所有的一切献上感恩，我们的祷告感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.